January 2011, and I hope everybody's had a good weekend. Lots of issues are on my plate, that's for sure. Lots of things to consider. I got a lot of things up in the air, you might say. This can kind of be an open night for your calls and your comments on a number of topics. I'd be glad to work it that way while I kind of get my ducks in a row on a number of stories I'm working on. It could be a number of things that have been in the news very recently. The foreign trade zones, I understand, is heating up quite a bit. I'd love to take some comments and observations on that. And there's always the ones that are particular to Texas, the NAFTA superhighway, the border issues and border security, and the Texas scouts, the ones that scout the border, the Minutemen groups that are out there. Soon on this show, by the way, let me gather my thoughts here, I'll be welcoming some members of a Minuteman group from Texas in the Falfurrias area and Raymondville areas, kind of across that stretch, and we'll be talking with them. I've had Minutemen and related individuals on this show before, years ago, going way back to the fall of 2008, to discuss the never-ending border issues that are always important each and every day. We can't just let these issues die in the vine. They have to be followed up on and sustained with always an analysis of the policy that's at work and always searching for solutions for these problems and all the spinoffs that come from them. So that's some of the things that will be on this show in the near future as I get on here live as best I can during the week. With the American Free Press Hour, that's 8 to 9 p.m. on this network, weeknights. And the Sunday show I've been doing, One Worlds Collide, is a little bit up in the air. There's been some rebroadcasts on there. I hope you've enjoyed that. It's a longer two-hour slot. It's been more of an interview format for the most part. But that, for the time being, is still going. And this weeknight show is something I do live as much as I can. And the American Free Press Hour, therefore, is maintaining its presence in this time slot, 8 to 9 Central, 9 to 10 Eastern. So I want to thank all the callers that I've had so far since I've been doing this on an interim basis. And we've had some very interesting and eyebrow-raising calls and concerns. And that's what it's all about, free speech, free expression. All views are really treated hospitably on this show. At least that's the way I want to work it. To the furthest extent as I can. Disagreeing doesn't mean that I'm not going to listen and let you have your shot. So if you're out there and you've never called in and you're hesitant, feel free to call in. Don't hesitate. We want to get a broad range of callers on here and get first-time callers whenever we can. So keep that in mind. Moving on. There are a number of issues that I'll discuss that have been in American Free Press recently in issue number 5, issue number 6. Many of you subscribers out there have gotten your copies already. Sometimes there's delays in that, but we try to take care of that. And there are a number of important issues coming up in the edition we're putting together now. And we'll be giving you subscription information if you've never read this newspaper before or never subscribed. After the break, and taking your calls on an open evening here on Monday, open topic, and we'll talk to you in a few after these messages.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, the online store. It's a featured product.
Returning to the air on this fine evening during the American Free Press Hour here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Always remember there is the great deal on American Free Press, the subscription deal exclusively through this show on this network, 18 weeks for $17.76. Yes, you heard that right, 18 weeks for $17.76. Call 888-699-NEWS. The website is AmericanFreePress.net. We have a caller, Sid from Indiana. What you got on your mind?
Well, it's the foreign trade zones.
Okay.
I've been thinking about it for the last few days, and I haven't heard anybody talk about it in this vein. Is it possible that China sees our economy failing, falling off the cliff, and this is their way to control some of the collateral, as in land? They're giving them the land. They're giving them autonomy on the land. Nobody's talking about this, and maybe I'm crazy, but I'm throwing that out there.
No, you're not crazy. Certainly it's a concern. I'll come right up front and say that I am researching this right now and don't know everything there is to know about it, and it might be difficult for anyone to know everything there is to know about it, but it's, above all, it's the fact that we've run a trade deficit with China for so long, and we've purchased so many of their goods. You know, what it really is, Sid, is backdoor foreign aid. If you outsource jobs to China that used to be here, and then China sends stuff back into the States, into our markets, without paying much of any tariff, maybe a small tariff, maybe almost none, and then they undercut what remains of our industry that we haven't already outsourced, and they reap all the reward of the consumers who, with lower salaries and lower wages, are forced to buy the cheap Chinese products. That leverage that China gets is like a backdoor form of foreign aid.
I would be very interested in knowing what percentage of the outstanding mortgages have been resold to the Chinese. And if the whole breakdown in the mortgage system that we're seeing, you know, the failure in the failure by the banks in the courts to keep their position solid, if that wasn't something that might be driving it as well.
Yeah, all of these factors likely play a role. China holds sort of the keys to the kingdom here on our country, underwriting our deficit spending. Of course, Congress is very largely at fault for not hammering their products with higher tariffs to lower the incentive for American domiciled companies to locate all their production in China in the first place, thereby giving China all the financial leverage that they need to therefore underwrite our deficit spending, which comes about because the government is compelled, it seems, to spend more than it takes in, to a large extent because we're at war 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. And yes, that all this comes back to haunt us. The chickens come home to roost. China has all the money. They hold the kingdom, and they have the leverage to buy up land, buy up resources, or establish some sort of outpost here like we're hearing with these foreign trade zones, and send their stuff through Mexico into Texas aboard the Trans-Texas Corridor, which is the Texas portion of the NAFTA superhighway. The stuff comes all the way to across the Pacific Ocean to a Mexican port called Lazaro Cardenas, named after a former Mexican president. And then the stuff is sent by rail and truck up through Mexico into Texas, as if we need any more Chinese goods that above and beyond what's already flooding in through the Long Beach and Los Angeles ports, the super ports. It's a vicious cycle, and it's born of our loss of economic sovereignty and this myth that we've bought into where we say that protectionism is bad. But protectionism economically is nothing more than an economic form of how you would protect your kid physically, your child, or how a husband might protect his wife, or how a any form of protection. Military protection is protectionism in the military sense. Economic protectionism is not a wrong. It is not a sin. But according to some of the free marketers, it's some sort of economic sin that we shall not commit. But these free trade zones, or foreign trade zones as they're known rather, are a sign that we do need protectionism in the form of tariffs and in these other measures.
Would you grant me the opportunity to switch gears just a second?
Go right ahead. Yeah, this is open Monday, you might say.
I just recently watched a tape, the source being from a Freedom of Information Act release, that from the Pentagon. The Pentagon was forced by the courts to release this document. Or anyway, they have 5,200 members of the Department of Defense who are buying children porn, child porn, with our dollars. Have you seen that?
I heard about that, but did not have time to dig into it.
Well, let me tell you, while all this stuff seems to be happening all around us, it seems like the best our Department of Defense can do is buy child porn, and they actually had the had it together enough to I guess separate child porn from other kinds of porn without even talking about the fact that they're not paying for it with their credit card. They're paying for it with our credit card. You know what I mean? It's like they missed the whole point of the thing. It's not only porn, but it's child porn, and not only is it child porn, but they're making the people of America, of the United States, pay for it. And they identified personnel from the CIA, all four branches of the service, and the NSA on top of it. It just blows my mind.
You know, there's a Canadian writer, a blogger, who has a website, Henry Macau. Do you know who Henry is?
No.
He's from Winnipeg, Canada, and he's a very erudite writer, a very astute, I believe, astute observer of the scene. And he claims, he would often claim that a lot of people that are involved in these porn rings or porn interests, it's not just some sort of casual interest, but that it could be connected to child trafficking, which could even be tied to satanic activities around the country.
And human sacrifice.
Right, and where fact comes in and where fiction comes in is not always easy to read on such a things. By their very nature, those things are very hard to sort out unless you're Fox Mulder looking over the hill in a scene of the X-Files, looking at the dirty deed being done firsthand, to use a little metaphor. But yeah, it's you got to wonder if there's some organization behind it, that it's not just some sort of mere recreation, as disgusting as it is.
Well, it's
but also, yeah.
I'm sorry. It's almost like, as you dive down this rabbit hole, and you know, people that are listening to you right now, your mm-hmm. listenership, they all dive down these rabbit holes. Anybody who's awake almost is driven to dive down these rabbit holes, trying to find whatever information they can. Mm-hmm. This rabbit hole is one of those rabbit holes that leads you to such darkness. I mean, because like you just said, does it lead down the path to why our children are missing and never found?
Mm-hmm.
Millions. And it's a place you don't want to venture very often if you don't have to, because it's so, so dark.
It is, and by its very nature, the darkness, how disturbing it is, makes it hard, unless you're hell-bent on breaking these rings open, it makes it very hard to sort them out, to know what is fact, what is fiction, who exactly is responsible. But if the military, CIA, Pentagon is involved in this, it stands to reason, simply by means of logic. That
yep.
doesn't constitute proof that
nope.
it's there's probably some sort of just like there's gun running and drug running.
And
there's,
you bet, by the military. Yep. And if that's possible, what else is possible? I mean, you know, it's almost like you can just feel the force. You know, I'd hate to say the dark force, the dark side. But you can, you know, it's almost like this overwhelming feeling that things are getting darker. And I'm a believer in the light, and I'm also a cup half full kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I still am. But boy, and that's, I guess, why I said I don't want to go down this rabbit hole too often, because I can't stop what they do as an individual. I can scream out, I can talk on the radio, but you know, I'm talking to the choir 99% of the time, because I'm just,
yeah.
you know, I call in. And,
yeah.
and of course, the people that you talk to tend to be in the choir as well. It's not like you're standing in the halls of Congress against all the evil people, right? Telling
mm-hmm.
them, you know, although they wouldn't hear you. But you
mm-hmm.
see what I'm saying?
Yes.
But it is nice to have each other, though, that we can at least verify that we aren't crazy.
That, very well put. Yeah, we all need our cathartic release, our validation that we're at least trying to be on the right path and trying to do the right thing.
Thank you, my friend.
The man upstairs is watching. We'll be right back with more after these messages.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard? Proactiv is new and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway and you'll also receive free shipping.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With new Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-1053. Because we're going to let a million people try new Proactiv risk-free. Get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try new and better than ever Proactiv, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of the new Proactiv, two free extras, and free shipping when you call 1-800-635-1053. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of new Proactiv plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. This offer won't last long. Call 1-800-635-1053. That's
1-800-635-1053. Returning here. I want to thank Sid for that helpful and informative call. These are very troubling issues. The Pentagon matter that he raised, with a lot of child porn activity apparently being revealed as Pentagon employees apparently were getting into that on company time and on the company dime. Certainly a very disturbing development that bears further scrutiny. I don't have all of that right in front of me right now. I'm sort of sorting through a number of recent things that have been in AFP and reflecting on the state of affairs in this nation. Of course, I'm going to be the one, probably more than anyone, that's going to go on and on and on about the bankers and the need for monetary reform and the dire need, the ultra urgent need to unseat the banking power and to take that lever of power away from them. That's one thing that cannot be privatized, ladies and gentlemen, in my opinion, and I've studied this a number of years now. You can have a number of things in the private sector, but the creation of money has to be done as a public act, as a sovereign act of government, rather than the government turning to the bankers, indeed kneeling to the bankers, to buy money from them at interest, and then the central bankers and through their commercial banks loan accounts bearing interest to the government as a line of credit, and then a smaller amount of currency is printed, and hence is the power of the private banking fraternity over the central state. Central bankers are more powerful than governments. Now, if that's true, then disempowering them is the key to freedom as a pure act of logic, an exercise in logic. Keep that in mind. No matter what else we might do, no matter whatever other issues we may raise, what things we may focus on, what rabbit holes we may go down, the bankers, the private central bankers who loan us credit and our own money that should be interest-free and loan it to us at interest, They are the ones that have to be, that has to be the central issue of our time yesterday, today, tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, until the collective actions of people over the course of time finally brings it about as a reality. We are seeing, as a somewhat positive development, I think by and large it is, some of the states looking at creating their own banks to at least give the state some measure of financial autonomy, sovereignty, if you will, a limited one, but sovereignty nevertheless. So the state's own activities economically can benefit the state rather than the state's opening accounts at the Bank of America and having money siphoned away from them like Dracula siphoning blood off a victim. And so this is happening not only in North Dakota, where it's an institution, the North Dakota State Bank, the Bank of North Dakota, but reportedly in states like Michigan and a number of others, Illinois in particular, because that state is probably hurting worse than just about any of the 50 states. And so these are just different aspects of the central issue of our time. And as Sid mentioned, there's a lot of scary rabbit holes down there that we'd rather not look down sometimes. But the one constant is the private central banking monopoly that has its linkages to the Rothschilds overseas. Its U.S. or domestic incarnation, of course, is the Federal Reserve System. And the 1910 train riot, of course, was the 100-year anniversary of that, was this past October, November, in that range, actually November it was. And that's when they did their dastardly deed and rode down to New Brunswick on a train, then took a boat over to Jekyll Island, November 22nd, right around that time, 1910. So now it's been 100 years since they planted the seed for the scheme, and that's 100 years too long. And the anniversary of the Fed itself will be in 2013. So that's why we have to work so hard right now. We can't let that Fed anniversary, the 100th anniversary of the Federal Reserve Act itself, which will be precisely December 23rd, 2013. We can't let that come and go without putting up much more resistance and spreading much, much more knowledge about why private central bankers that enmesh and envelop governments in interest-bearing money and endless debt, why they have to be dethroned. And everything has to be put on the table and considered. The solutions are there. And I know there's listeners that disagree. I believe the social credit system carries a lot of the solution, at least, maybe not every aspect. But it's a very promising one to consider. But if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. And with banking, that could not be more true. So that's something that I'm always going to keep front and center as much as possible, because it affects every man, woman, and child every day, and the quicker we work toward a solution in that regard, the better off we'll all be in terms of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So keep that in mind. It's a compelling issue. I'll be looking for new information, of course, not just repeating old information completely, although a lot of things have to be reiterated and clarified and kept clear in our minds in order to grasp the sleight of hand and the skullduggery that goes on in terms of the way the modern financial system works. It'll be a great issue to maintain and to keep the spotlight on for as long as possible. And I'd love to hear your thoughts on that tonight, along with a number of other issues. As noted, this is an open Monday as I get into another work week here. Stay tuned, though, and we'll be back with more news and views from moi. And hopefully your calls. We'll look forward to that too.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
This is your host, Mark Anderson, American Free Press editor. Don't forget that great deal, 18 weeks for $17.76. Call 888-699-NEWS. That website is AmericanFreePress.net. 18 weeks for $17.76. My goodness, what a deal. At any rate, the New York Times, I pick up about once a month, the all news that is fit to print newspaper, the newspaper of record, as it were. And I've been looking at this newspaper for a long time, not just to read the stories, but to read behind the stories, to sort of assess what newspapers like this and other similar media are doing. And, you know, one thing about the Times is that it's an upholder or a pillar of the status quo. Now, you may find some articles interesting. They may break some stories once in a while. It's not that the writers are incompetent or anything. But it's not really a question so much of what's being written, but why it's being written and what general objective is being accomplished. And one of the things about most American media, the Times being sort of the front car in the train oftentimes, one of the things about the American media and the Times is this example, is they want to uphold the basic paradigm, the basic zeitgeist or reality that the, for example, that the Earth and the universe and the solar system are millions, even billions of years old. That is sacrosanct to American media. That's one of those things. Of course, that Ben Bernanke could be your next door neighbor. Hey, he used to be a waiter, and the Fed can't be so bad if Ben is in there. And that's another little spinoff of this rather monolithic thing that I'm just describing here. But when it comes to even science, you don't even realize how politicized science is unless you know what to look for. Now, for example, in today's times, they're talking about Kepler-10b. Kepler-10b, b like boy, is the name of an assumed planet beyond our solar system. And the assumption with these planets, these other planets that they believe are out there, looking for gravitational tugs on other heavenly bodies, all the different physical evidence and evidence that comes up through observation. And for example, bearing with me a little bit here, well, the very first paragraph, in a building at NASA's Ames Research Center, this is in Moffett Field, California, computers are sifting and resifting the light from 156,000 stars, seeking to find in the flickering of distant suns the first hints that humanity is not alone in the universe. So they're looking at stars flicker, and they believe that through this convoluted chain of events called evolution, that there'll be signs that they'll see in studying the cosmos, the stars and the planets, that will help them in their hypotheses to determine whether man is alone in the universe. Of course, the automatic implication of all of this is that the universe is infinitely old and the Earth isn't much younger. And we're getting a little long in the tooth here, according to their schedule or their assumptions about the age of planetary bodies. But the stars are being monitored by a $600 million satellite observatory named Kepler, after a classical astronomer named Johannes Kepler. And the story goes on to say that Kepler's astronomers are scheduled to unveil a closely kept list of 400 stars that are their brightest and best bets so far for harboring planets, and some of which could turn out to be the smallest and most Earth-like worlds. And then, of course, they go on to say that of those Earth-like worlds, some might have liquid water, and then voila, if there's liquid water, there must be an automatic evolution of life through a tortuous time frame, like we're told what happened here. Now, what's political about that, behind all the scientific hoopla and anticipation of what the scientists in the Kepler project might find, what's political there is that if man is a chance occurrence, if mankind came about by chance, and that we're the result of blind accidents in the natural world, evolution through natural selection, essentially known as Darwinism, then we really can't claim to have any God-given rights, can we? For we're just accidental beings in an accidental universe. Our lives have no inherent meaning or purpose. Therefore, the central state and their masters in the banking realm have even more of a justification and a rationalization for controlling people as if they were cattle, sort of looking upon us as livestock in their global plantation. Maybe livestock's a little strong, you be the judge. But behind the scientific articles like this lies these assumptions. The old Earth, the old universe, the blind accident of life coming into existence, that there couldn't possibly be a creator or intelligent design of any kind, even though the evidence for intelligent design, again, if you kind of know what to look for and you think outside the box a little bit, the evidence for intelligent design of whatever nature is almost overwhelming, ladies and gentlemen. And so there really is considerable evidence that we were created and didn't just come here by blind accident, and that we really have God-given rights because God really did play a role in the creation of man. Whoever you may call God, whatever your religion might be, there does seem to be a conscious design in all of life and all of existence. And therefore, our constitutional rights, our inherent God-given rights, are all the more meaningful if we did not come about by blind chance and blind forces, random forces through evolution by natural selection. You know, even Ben Stein, if you go through the video stores, if you look around enough, you'll find a video by Ben Stein, and even he, this sort of comic entertainer slash intellectual, even he questions why so many scientists and teachers and university professors have been demoted or even fired for even entertaining, just for entertaining, much less teaching the idea that there is something called ID or intelligent design. And there are a number of scientists that have been fired or demoted, let go, whatever you want to call it, for officially or not so officially supporting or at least looking into intelligent design. But what matters is the implication behind it. If we're not just accidental beings in an accidental universe, then we deserve our God-given rights that much more, because our lives do have a purpose and do have meaning. We're not just under the yoke of people that think they can rule by some divine right in their own eyes, while telling us that we have no divine origins or real meaning behind where we came from at all. So it's a big issue. It's an interesting issue. And I like to cover these sorts of things from time to time on this show. Think outside the box a little bit. Encourage your calls on these sorts of matters. Do you think we came about here by blind chance? Is man just a product of random evolution? Or do you think there's some intelligent design? Look at the DNA. Look at the human genome. Look at the complexity of a single human cell and compare it to the most complicated and sophisticated machine man has ever made, and the human cell will put it to shame. Just a single cell in your body. And so it's a very interesting topic, and it's something we can ponder not just tonight, but on other open topic evenings that we have on this show quite often. It's food for thought, that's for sure. That's out of the New York Times and some things I've been looking at over the last couple of years. Another thing that's on my desk here is Switzerland. Now, I was there late last year with my assistant Angie and got some time to study the economic and electoral and political system, particularly the political system, the parliament there. And I was surprised when a trusted source sent me an article by Ron Holland of LouRockwell.com. And it seems I'm not the only one, although I'm in an apparent minority, who believes that Switzerland is freer than America. And I'm even going to go out on a limb and say that I think there are other countries in at least some important measurements that are freer than America. America's freedoms have been so diluted, so much water in the soup, as they say, that it's getting difficult to tell which ones we still have and what they consist of. Freedom of speech, well, it's still there, I guess, in theory, in some practice. But Ron Holland of LouRockwell.com, his headline in his article, in it was reprinted in a newspaper called The First Freedom, Why Switzerland is Free, Why Switzerland is Still Free and America is Not. And it talks about in here, for example, in Switzerland, the people still rule and have the ultimate right to decisions above the government or parliament. Note that word, above the government. Through the right of referendum, they can cancel legislation, and with the initiative, they can pass or create legislation on issues parliament refuses to act upon. Now, this is food for thought, because what I found over there in my travels recently was that while direct democracy, as they sometimes call it, has some negative connotations and negative potential outcomes, I would take it in some respects, perhaps in most, over what we have now with our misrepresentatives in Congress. One of the things, and you can tell me, listeners, what you think about this, one of the things that I think is particularly troubling and needs to be analyzed very closely is, do we need more congressmen, more representatives, beyond having each member of the House represent between 500,000 and 600,000 people? Shouldn't the ratio be better than that? Shouldn't there be one congressman perhaps for every 50,000 people? It's getting to where each congressman has sort of a fiefdom or miniature kingdom of his own, and they can get away with a lot, and they sure are not held accountable as the newspapers print sports statistics and stock reports and all manner of numbers and figures, but they don't print the congressman's voting record. Therefore, once you elect them, they wander away. The leash is too long. They vote how they want, when they want, for whom they want. And there's a disconnect there because the person you just elected, who was selected for you when they were put on the ballot, the person you were just elected then marches away with the financial interests, the lobbyists and whatnot, and has no real allegiance to the voters, who are kept in the dark about how the congressman is voting on particular legislation, very important legislation. On top of all the other problems, the members of Congress not reading the bills, perish the thought that they'd even consider reading the bills that they vote upon. But there are some very strong weaknesses in the American system that need to be remedied. I believe the Swiss model offers some guidance. There's more to be studied there. There's more to be considered. But there's things we can do right away. Do we need more representatives so each of them represents fewer people in Congress? Would that help as a stopgap measure? Who's to say? The Constitution does not say that each congressman must represent 500,000 or 600,000 people. What they have now was apparently legislatively established, and I believe that needs to be reconsidered, along with measures such as no multi, and that all bills need to be required reading for members of the Congress can do, that are well within our legal framework and our Constitution. And I'd love to hear your suggestions on these sorts of things. It's very important. I've looked to other countries such as Switzerland to see what we might adjust at the local and state and national level for examples to follow and perhaps make those amendments and alterations. But we can structurally do things right now and question things and look for ways can be reined in and actually act like representatives, not misrepresentatives. Very important that we brainstorm these things and share ideas on this network and in the pages of AFP and in other venues. So these are some of my thoughts recently on the Swiss model and some examples it offers for us. They have a share of the power, a share of the decision making that Americans can only envy. The average American has been reduced to having virtually no influence, even at the school board level, much less at higher levels. In South Texas, in fact, a group formed, one of probably countless groups across the country, groups that are called things like Citizens for Common Sense, Citizens for Constitutional Rights. The reason these groups have to form is that the people elected for school boards, county boards, state representatives, and on up the ladder don't really represent the people once they get in. So people frantically form these citizens groups to try and do the very things their elected representatives are elected to do. So we find ourselves in a real chaotic and unpredictable and volatile situation in this country, where you can barely get a representative, an elected official, to do what it is, or to even understand what it is they're supposed to do. But a lot of them belong to different associations once they're elected, even at the local and state level. The Michigan Council of State Governments and the Michigan Townships Association, the National Governors Association, and I believe that a lot of these associations take precedent over the real business that these elected officials are supposed to do on behalf of the people and on behalf of their state constitutions and the proper laws that they're supposed to uphold and enforce, as long as those laws are fair and can be understood. It's a broad issue that really deserves so much scrutiny, and certainly much more in the way of ideas and ways we can adjust the system without making too radical of changes, maybe in some areas. Constitutional amendments, constitutional conventions are a tough way to go. There's the risk that the Constitution would be changed way too much if there were a con-con, as they call it, the Constitutional Convention. But I believe some adjustments and changes, as I say, more representatives, so fewer people are represented by each member of the House, and that a House member would have to serve a number of years before they'd get any retirement whatsoever. They'd be forced, like the Swiss legislators are, to live under the same retirement plans that the people are forced to live under. That's one thing that's happening in Switzerland that's very difficult to find here. the legislators there only serve about 12, maybe 14, 15 weeks a year and have to live under the very laws and other retirement programs and things of that nature that the people themselves have to live under. They're literally citizen legislators, an ideal that we ought to have here that we don't.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Extend your life.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
First, 2011. You've been listening to the American Free Press Hour. I'm your host, Mark Anderson. This show's on here essentially Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 Central, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern. And it's going to remain the AFP Hour for a time. And there's other details being worked out by John here at RBN across the spectrum. And we've been talking about some interesting topics, that's for sure. Evolution, do you think it's true? The Swiss system, what model does it offer? What lessons does it offer? What things can we fix right now in our country? These things can be pondered, and you can call in about them. Of course, tonight's wrapping up quickly, but in future shows, you can call in about those and other topics. Oftentimes, I have the open format on here. Once in a while, I have a guest, and we'll focus very tightly on particular subjects, particular trends, things like that. The other night we had William Norman Grigg on here, the former New American writer, now does his Pro Libertate blog spot there. And Will's a great writer. I've known him a long time. And he has talked a lot about the abuse of our freedoms and our basic prerogatives as citizens by police, and sees police under the Department of Homeland Security and with all the heavy funding, federal funding that's come along through the war on drugs, still sees police as essentially kind of an occupational army within America, at least those parts of the police that are heavily militarized in their outlook, in their attitude, in their equipment, in their training. They're taught to look upon people as essentially a enemy that they occupy, an enemy whose land and place they occupy, as opposed to citizens whose rights they're supposed to uphold, and only arrest when there's due process and probable cause and do things correctly. But that topic, of course, will be discussed much more, the role of police in modern society. That'll be talked about much more on this show with Will Gregg and other guests, and my own thoughts in the future. A very important topic, and I want to thank Will again for having really clarified that. You can check that on the recent archive. You'll see William Norman Gregg. Give that a listen. At any rate, remember that we're getting into the 10th year of 9/11, and the 10th anniversary will be this coming September. Therefore, on this hour and in the PFP, there'll be a spike in the coverage of 9/11 issues. We have some good ones coming out in edition number 7, at least one, if not more, of AFP. Look forward to that. If you want to get a hold of a copy of number 7, call 888-699-NEWS. That's 888-699-NEWS. And that's all for that, also for that great subscription deal, 18 weeks for $17.76. We can't let go of the 9/11 thing. Yes, there's some theories that are outlandish. Yes, the official tale, the official yarn has been looked at a number of different ways, but we still have not seen any video released by around 80 cameras near the Pentagon. There's still silence in that regard. That's just a common sense request. And that's one of many things. We need to hear much more about tapes and recordings of first responder transmissions at the World Trade Center towers. If you were Sherlock Holmes, these things would just be elementary. There'd be no question that they'd be needed. So 9/11, we're not going to let it die, because the only way to honor those who died is to search for the truth, and it's bunk to say otherwise. So let's eliminate that bunk and keep up the heat on the powers that be that conceal these Pentagon surveillance tapes and all other matters that would shed light on what really happened, and present conspiracy facts where conspiracy theories used to be. So thanks for listening tonight here on this show. Check out that AFP deal I told you about, 888-699-NEWS. We'll see you next time here on the AFP Hour on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned and stay free.